Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech, driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Alexis Fink and Emily Hudson.
Welcome to Intel on AI. I'm Alexis Fink.
And I'm Emily Hudson.
And today we have the pleasure to speak to Leonard Shiba, the founder and CEO of Cybernetica. Leonard, welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
First of all, we'd love for you to spend a little time telling us about your product, Cybernetica.
Cybernetica is a machine learning platform, and the idea of the product came basically from our work with enterprise customers. What we saw is that right now everybody's talking about AI, AI products, AI software, AI hardware, but AI is actually bring the new big changes into software development. The standard software development, how it was done before, you write the software and the processor will basically execute whatever you're writing. And that was it. For artificial intelligence or machine learning, you actually do it a different way. You train the software. You develop the neural net, then you take the data, and using this data, you train the software. And if the data is basically not very good, the result of your training, your models, which will become later the engine for your applications, are also not going to be very good. The thing is even more complicated because the data is changing. Let's say you build your models, you train your models, and then the data will start changing, and you need to retrain your models. And this basically creates the new workflow, the new processes for the development of the software and hardware products. And that's what our platform, our product is helping to do, basically to enable AI development and to basically make it bring the AI research close to production, make it production grade, and make it enterprise grade.
That's a really interesting point. I don't think most people really understand what a living process good artificial intelligence really is. It's not like old school software where you write code, you check it in, it gets deployed, and then it runs for a decade or more, making sure that that robot picks up that box the same way every day. Great artificial intelligence will continuously incorporate new data to adjust its models or its predictions. And it sounds like one of the key differentiations for your product is that it's built from the beginning in order to enable and support that sort of a dynamic process. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
And I've seen you refer to that as a continuous production concept as opposed to the continuous integration that we've been familiar with for several decades.
I was thinking about some of the features particular to the Cybernetica platform that do make it more of a production-ready solution. Could you go into a little bit of explanation on those? Things like version control that may not be present in all AI or machine learning environments that your solution would add.
Basically, in our product, you can version models and you can version data sets. Why you want to version data sets? Because data set is actually part of how you develop the training model. And every time when data scientists is basically developing and training the models, they need to do dozens, sometimes hundreds of experiments. Every experiment may have different data sets or change data sets or may have basically different hyperparameters. And in this case, data scientists will be able to deal the whole set with the version from the data to the model to the code and come back anytime they want to this model.
Can you walk us through some of the use cases or ways in which this has been used out in the world?
One of the use cases I would like to talk about is related to Intel technology. We have integration in our product with Intel OpenVINA framework, and Intel OpenVINA is specific to visual computing. One of the applications, and actually one of the customers, they require the face recognition, And how it's done in our platform, we have catalog of different models. And you take the one of the visual models and you train, this is specifically FaceNet, and you retrain FaceNet model into your specific application. Let's say initially you have, your model will recognize just the person. And that's what the initial trained model will recognize. But then you need to recognize specific people. Then what you do, you submit the pictures of specific people and you start retraining process. When you retrain the model with these specific faces, then your model will start recognizing these people. In case of Intel OpenVINO Toolkit, Intel OpenVINO Toolkit will generate the models which can be deployed to the edge devices. And that's exactly what we had. We had basically the customer who wanted to be able to recognize, and this is for hospitality, to recognize VIP customers. And using this technology, we were able to provide them with basically the products which they use in their business.
So, Leonard, you mentioned several times the platform that your solution is deployed on. Could you give us a little bit more about information beyond OpenVINO on the technologies that are included?
One of the important part of our platform is the production part, basically the production where we serve the models, the trained models, basically doing the inference. And what is very important for us is to provide cost-effective solution for the customer. And we have several customers who are in the telecom space, and they want to be able to do applications like speech-to-text, some call center applications. And for them, let's look at their business. They're basically running tens of thousands of the voice sessions simultaneously. And if they will want to run these sessions using GPUs, that will be extremely expensive, prohibitively expensive. And the fact that we support Intel, basically inference on Intel scalable Xeon CPUs, allows us to provide a cost-effective solution where our customers can run inference on Intel CPU, and in this case, they don't need GPUs. They basically can run in the standard cloud environment.
That's actually very exciting. It's been interesting watching the debate between the use of CPUs and GPUs in artificial intelligence applications, and it's exciting to hear you finding that benefit in CPUs for this application.
Yes, CPU in this case is very important, and it basically makes it possible for big telecom companies or call centers to use this technology, because otherwise GPU is not the right tool to use it for inference.
Is there a website that you'd like to direct people to if they'd like to learn more about Kibernetica?
Yeah, there is a Kibernetica website, which is www.kibernetica.ai, and people will be able to look at our company and different solutions which we are supporting, and that can be telecom, that can be healthcare solutions, and dive in into our technology.
Leonard, thank you very much for joining us today and talking a little bit about Kibernetica. Until next time, I'm Alexis Fink.
And I'm Emily Hudson.
And this is Intel on AI.